Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Yo, what up?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah. Sorry for the delay. Once again, everyone. Hello. This is Brother B, Big Rev. This is the menu. Apologies for the delay. Because, of course, someone wanted to switch up the time of the show because they want to watch The Walking Dead. Because it's going on tonight. So, yeah.
That's right. I'm sure we have a lot of Walking Dead fans out there.
What time does the show start?
9 p.m.
9.
Yep.
I thought did the show at 8 instead of 7.
Well, you could have did that too, but
you didn't tell me what time.
We
it
on
started.
Now. Oh,
you
yes,
tell
I
what
did.
Time it
you know that. That show comes on every year at the same time, 9 p.m. I do not miss it, and this is the premiere.
First of all,
cannot
first
miss
of
that.
All, I work nights. Remember, we live on opposite schedules, so I don't remember all this information. All right.
I don't remember
all this information, so you can't put this on me.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold you to it. You family, I can hold you to it.
Listen, I'm not your family now what?
I ain't your family no more.
Hey, what up, y'all? Once again, it's the menu. It's Big Red and Brother B. What's up? What's going on? How you doing, Red?
I'm good. I'm excited. I'm ready for the night. I've been waiting for this the last 6 months I've been waiting for it.
The Walking Dead.
That's right. I've been waiting and debating.
Why? Because it's going to be
waiting
war?
Waiting and debating.
That's what it said, because it's going to be war?
Yep. It's going to be war, all-out war going on.
I mean, listen, trust me. I love The Walking Dead, too. Let's not get it twisted. I'm a Walking Dead supporter, but who knows? I could always watch it later on tonight on my phone or something. You want to be right there in like the studio audience. You want it right
yeah,
there.
I like to catch my show. Yeah, because all during the week I don't get to catch any of my shows. The Walking Dead, that is a must. That is a must. All until the season.
Yeah,
that is a must.
Yeah, everybody, that's a true supporter. So Rick and Daryl, come get her. Michonne,
Rick
come get
and Daryl, come get her.
Come get her.
Oh God.
Come save
come
Big
get
Red.
Her.
Yeah, man. So
Oh man.
Tonight's topic is weirdos in the workplace.
Oh yeah. Whew.
And
yeah,
you know, we had to switch up the speed a little bit because, you know, lately we've been doing topics, you know, politics, you know, some stuff that just kind of gets a lot of people's, you know, adrenaline going. So right now, we have to slow it down, you know, just switch it up a little bit, you know, because everything can't be that serious.
Unfortunately.
Big Red suggested, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's bad enough we wake up and everything is something bad in the news, bad on TV, bad here, bad there. I mean, I don't care what anybody says. I mean, listen, the last president that we had, his first 10 months in office, ain't been this much drama, but it is what it is. So,
right.
Tonight, weirdos in the workplace. Now, since you suggested this topic without you offending anybody. you must have some issues at your, you know, you will not disclose workplace and some of the weirdos that you work with.
Oh yeah, of course, I definitely you know, have some concerns about just people, you know, they, you know, they latch on to you too quickly. Like, I don't mind, you know, because we have to work together, that you're going to have a little rapport with people. I understand that, but not to the point where, you know, you get like overly friendly or you get too attached too quickly. Like, I've, you know, I've only, you know, known you for 4 or 5 months or 6 months, and you acting like, you know, I'm going to invite you to my home and, you know, we go, okay, well, you part of the family already. And it's like, no. That's not how that goes.
Well, what's wrong? I mean, okay, some people be a little over-friendly, but to a degree, what's wrong with that? Because, you know, I mean,
well,
listen, everybody has a story. Everybody has a story. So some people, you know, probably looking for that friendship that they don't have with anyone else. And sometimes on the job, I mean, of course, a place where you are, what, 8 hours a day?
Right.
You spend time
hours
with these people. Yeah, so,
well,
you know, you figure... You figure, hey, well, you know, we're here for 8 hours a day, so, you know, we might as well just be friends. Or we might as well just,
right,
you know,
but not to a point where you think that you're supposed to, like... Okay, I put it to you like this. It's like, all right, if I'm okay, we cool and everything, but then when you get too comfortable, it's like, what if we were working on a job for maybe a number of years, that's different, but not months. And then you get too comfortable. And then you start doing things, and then it's, then, you know, even in conversation with the person or people or whoever, then you start to wonder why you don't have really any friends. Or why,
wow,
you're having issues, or you start to look at why you have issues with, you know what it is with what it is. I've never been a person, and I can just, like I said, I say this for myself, I've never been a person where I've had issues with, like, supervisors or anything like that. Now, I've seen where, you know, you have supervisors that, you know, they act like, you know, they get the behind on their back, or some of them, you know, they act real nasty, especially when you're new on the job. Some of them can
another
be very, you know, nasty for no reason. Right, exactly. So they'll be nasty for no reason just because you're new. And I've dealt with that. But I've never had it to the point where it's like I'm talking about it every day. I got to say something about it every day. And I'm always thinking that, it's always the, you know, the person or somebody or something that they're doing, because sometimes you have to look at yourself sometimes and think about how you're coming off to, you know, people.
Well, all right. I mean, nowadays, it seems like people, even though, I mean, the 8-hour work day has been around forever, but, you know, sometimes people work 8 to 12 hours. I mean, it's becoming more of a fact that some people spend more time at work than home.
Right.
So, with that being said, the workplace has now turned into, like, the whole... It's very social. You got to be social. It's a place to be social because you work so much, you don't have any other time to social. It opens up... socialize. It opens the door for workplace romance, you know, people making friendships and stuff like that. Like, the whole thing, another thing is, not everybody loves their job. Some people, like, really hate their job, so you have to find something or someone to give you a reason besides the paycheck. Because, you know, yeah, we all need money, We all want to make money
right.
and take care of our situations, but sometimes, you know, going into work can be a headache. Going
right.
to work can be like, yo, do I really feel like doing this today? So you got to
oh,
find
yeah.
something else.
I feel like that
money.
Every day.
Exactly. You got to find something else other than the money that'll keep you coming into work, that'll keep bringing you in. So if you know, like, hey, oh, such and such is there today, so I'm going to have a good day because we're going to kick it and laugh and this, that, and the third. Now,
okay.
there's nothing wrong with that. But see, now, of course, you know, everybody's different, you know. You say potato,
no,
I
get
say
that.
Potato. You know, so
right.
Some,
no,
some people,
I get that. But that's the thing. I get that if you have a rapport with somebody at a job or at work or whatever, and just like you said, you know, when you get to work, you're like, oh yeah, you know, I know my day is gonna go a certain way because this person is here. But like I said, my problem is that when you get too comfortable to the point where it's like because if something ruins that person's mood, then they take it out on you, and it's just like, whoa. God, that's not how this is supposed to
be. You're talking about from a supervisor perspective? Or
no, I'm talking about from a coworker. I'm just saying
oh,
coworker. Well, you know, supervisors do that too, but I'm just saying a coworker that may have that rapport with you, or you and that person may have a rapport, but the thing is, okay, if they have an issue with a particular person or supervisor or whatever, it's like they, you know, they'll take certain because they're mad about that situation. It's like sometimes if you say something to them, they try to kind of like take it out on you, and this is like, whoa, I ain't here for that.
Well,
I'm
yeah,
going to do my 8 hours,
well,
7 hours and go home. I'm not here for all of that.
Well, that's because, you know, you're considered the work buddy. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? You're the work buddy. So the work buddy is supposed to be more understanding and more compassionate towards what the other, you know, what your other work buddy may be going through, because you're the work buddy. And see, the work buddy, remember, you guys are there for 8 hours a day. You take lunch together. You got to work together. You know what I'm saying? It's like this forced environment in a way, because you got to pay
right, yeah.
the paycheck.
Yeah.
So it's like you got to deal with each other for the next 8 to 12 hours. So, once again, the work buddy. And it's like, yeah, they may not pay attention to what they're doing or how they're doing it, but, you know, yeah, it happens. Some people don't know how to turn it on and turn it off. They just
right.
leave it on all the time. You know.
Just
and,
leave it on all the time.
Yeah, they just leave it on all the time. Like, you know, I mean, like, you got people that think digging up their nose in front of everybody is, like, it's cool. Like, oh, really? And you're just going to go touch the keyboard at work. Or, like, you know what I'm saying? Or,
yeah,
or you're
like,
just going to go do something. Yeah. Like, you're just going to, like, try to shake my hand after that or give me. No. Nah, I mean, we cool, but that's nasty. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really see, like, at work where you really look like people just start letting loose. Like, they, you know, they get comfortable like they're at home.
Right, yeah,
you know.
And just like you said, because you did so many hours, you know, you're there more than you're at home, and I get that, but see, everybody's different. I know I'm not that type of person where I'm just going to, like, this is work. This is not my home. My home is my home. I could separate home from work.
Uh-huh.
I could separate
that.
But
you know what's crazy? Some people make work home,
right.
Like that's
right.
their
yeah.
now, like that's the nucleus of their life, work. So you know they have their tantrums there. They go to the bathroom there. Like you know, like I first of all, like we all know somebody. We all know somebody that. Yeah, I'm going to drop. I gotta say it. I gotta drop the F bomb. That fuck up the bathroom. Every time they come to work. Now listen. whether it, like, for the life of me, I mean, listen, I just, you know, I work overnights now, but I used to work during the day. And even still in overnight, like, it still touches that morning time. I don't understand how you wake up and, like, get showered, dressed, all this stuff, and then you get to work. And you like, oh, I got to blow up the bathroom. Yo, couldn't you save that? Like, for the privacy of your own home? Like, yeah, couldn't you, like, could you just hold that? Or could you just, like, make sure you get up an hour early to make sure you get your engine running?
Right, so you can get that out. Well, I mean, some people can't help it because, listen, when you got to go, you got to go. You know, people take medication, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It happens, but my thing is, if you're going to do that, at least, you know, buy some spray. Buy something to, you know, so you don't kill everybody. Damn.
Get some holy water.
Right, you burn their nose hairs up, you know.
Yeah. Get some holy water and pour it in the toilet before you go. Because, yo, I mean, it just don't make no sense. And then the sound effects that come with it, like,
like, come on. Like, you ain't got to do all that.
Yeah, and then they come out the bathroom, and they look at you. And you know, like, they had this look on their face, like, yeah, I did that. And you looking at them like, you nasty. Like, really?
Looking
back at you. And they look back at you and turn around and shake your hand. Like, did you wash your hand? Did you wash your hand? Like, I don't know.
Shake your hand.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Some people don't believe in hygiene. But it's like
after that.
Like, some people just want to shake your hand and be extra friendly. I mean, I guess because maybe you empty now. But it's like
the embarrassment.
It's the embarrassment. Some of them be embarrassed, but I've seen some people that come out the bathroom and they happy, and they ready to like play cards or like start singing a song or something like that. I'm like, yo, what's wrong with you? Like, you just came out the bathroom happy. Like, what, was you spanking your monkey or something? Like, I don't.
Right,
I don't
exactly.
Get it.
Listen. Who knows? But that, you know, that's just that, you know. People just like to me, it's like, I guess, you know, like you said, I think it's basically that reason, because now we live in, like you said, in a society where, you know, you're spending more time at work than you are at home. So I guess that's the only way that you have some type of, you know, because some people, they're not, you know, they don't really go out, or they don't have friends, or they don't deal with too many people. So that's the only place they could be sociable. And like I said, I get that, but then don't make it to a point where, you're, like I said, you're getting too comfortable, and then, like, you come at a person a certain way, and you expect them to just be like, oh, okay, well, you know, we have to, you know, it's like, I'm going to be respectful because we have to work together, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be around you 24 hours, you know, I mean, well, I don't want to be around you the whole 7 hours that I'm there. Like, you know, not all jobs have, you know, where people, everybody has the same lunch break. Some people have different lunch breaks, but don't, if my lunch break is different from yours, and say I may go a little half an hour or 10 minutes before for you, while I'm on my lunch break, don't text me or you looking around for me, or you going in particular stores looking for me, and then sit there, and then you trying to rush me off my lunch hour. No. My lunch hour is my lunch time. My lunch time is to get away from y'all. And, you know, I think people have – to me, and that's another thing, like, with people with the work, it's like boundary issues. My lunch break is mine. That's for me to get away, to go, you know, if I need to do something on my phone, you know, talk to somebody or my family members or whatever. That's my time away for an hour. But don't come try to interrupt that or try to rush me, you know, try to rush me. Oh, well, I'm finished. Well, what you let's go walk. No.
But we're friends. We're workplace buddies. Like, you gotta have
that.
You know, you gotta have work buddy. So, you know what I'm saying?
No,
your
I don't
work
have
buddy.
To.
Listen,
no, I don't
understand
have to.
Something. Understand you? Yeah. Listen, understand something. Listen, everybody. Blog Talk Radio. Wherever you're listening, The workplace buddy comes first. Okay? It's 8 hours, 7 hours, 12 hours, or whatever. You guys are hanging out. Workplace buddy comes first. Okay?
But how come
everything
everybody
else
don't have one?
Listen, if you don't have a work buddy, then go Monday morning, go get one.
No.
Walk up to somebody and be like, hi, I'm such and such, and I want to be your workplace buddy.
And then you're going to be known as the workplace weirdo.
Listen.
No.
Hey, it is what it is. Sometimes your employer comes into work, these bosses, and they got their issues. Maybe they didn't get some the night before. maybe they got cramps. Or maybe, somebody got an itch somewhere. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's menopause or it's manopause. Yeah, I don't know. But people have issues. And, the thing is, once again, we're together for 8 to 12 hours sometimes. So it's like it's going to come out. Like, you can't suppress things, for that long. Some people can't do it. Some people just got to come to work and they let the monkey out.
But what I'm saying is, why do some people don't have work buddies and why do particular people have work? Why you don't have to have one? Everybody don't have to have a work buddy. You don't have to hang out with the whole crew. You don't have to.
Listen, when I go to work, to one of my jobs that I really don't like, because I kind of like my second job. So my first job, it's certain people that, I know such and such is there, so I'm going to have a good night. Or I know such and such is there, I'm going to have a good night. But when you don't have those people there, when you don't have certain things, it's like drags on. It's like going to, I'm going to go to Peter Luger's, I'm going to the steakhouse, and I'm going to get me a steak, and this is that, and all of a sudden you go sit down, and you're like, yo, I want a skirt steak with broccoli and mashed potatoes, and they turn around and say, sorry, the only thing we got is hamburgers.
Oh,
you don't come there for that. 3054, you on the air with the menu. What up?
Hello, guys. Hello. It is I, the walking drunk right now. It's the hot
rock. The walking drunk?
Yeah.
The walking drunk.
You the walking drunk?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and Brother
Rick.
B, I'm sorry.
How are you going to say the walking drunk?
Hey, I'm just saying, And Brother B, I'm sorry that I blew up your bathroom last week. It was, I had to go, okay? I'm sorry.
Got to go.
Listen.
Okay?
Listen, next time I'll put a sign up on the
bathroom. Light a match.
All right. All right. Next time I'll use a Febreze. I will Febreze the room next time.
Febreze not freezing enough. Either light a match or even though if you don't smoke, just light a cigarette anyway. That smell will not
that
not going to light a cigarette.
Trust me, why baby mama drama food, man, I have to let it out, okay? It goes in and comes out. I'm sorry.
Damn.
But, I'm outside getting my kids food right now, so I have to make this quick. But going to what Big Red was saying earlier, you know what? I have coworkers. I don't care. They don't listen to the show, so I'm okay. But I have coworkers. Don't get me wrong. I have friends. I have some friends, some are just coworkers, but of course the coworkers out there, like, we work all day, hang out after that, party together, vacation together. I'm like, yo, guys, chill.
That's what I mean.
Yo, guys, chill, and I'm always been the bad one to say something like that. I'm like, yo, guys, we're friends, we work together, but guys, really? Vacation? Drinking? Partying?
Right.
Baby, I'm like, all these events afterwards, I'm like, do you guys have friends at least?
What I'm talking about.
Even last week, I went, on Sunday night, we went to my friend. She's a coworker. Like a gathering at her place. One side, her roommate, we're friends. Other side, my coworker, with coworkers. I'm like, damn, you really have no friends. You know, but
damn,
when I say something, when I say something, I'm the bad guy. But I speak the truth. Like,
well,
the whole
thing.
Right.
But see, this is a new place to make friends at. Is the workplace. This is where you make your. This is where people are building these bonds and, you know, dealing with each other. You know, because like I said, 8 to 12 hours a day, you're together. So of course, I mean, come on. Once again,
but it's like you gotta have a breather sometimes.
Sure, something. You know, I work 24/7 too, but damn.
Yeah, it's like you gotta have a break. It's like I don't want to see my thing is I see you right. I see you 7 to 8 hours. Like I said, I don't want to. You know, I want to get a break from you. It's not because I may not particularly like the person or I may not like you. It's just that I want that time for myself. Like I said, with the lunch hour thing, I don't want to see you on my lunch hour. I don't want to talk to you on my lunch hour. I want to go about my business, eat my lunch, and relax.
Yeah, but when you hang out with
your work
buddy, where you go? I'm sorry.
It's your workplace buddy. It's your workplace buddy. See,
yeah, but what
are
you gonna talk about?
You two have a bad attitude. You two have a bad attitude about the workplace buddy.
Nah.
I don't want to be bothered.
See, you guys are not workplace buddy friendly. And
wait,
you know what?
Nope.
We don't get along with others.
We're not team players, Hot Rod. No, I don't want to go to happy hour to talk about work. I'm just there to forget about work.
Thank you.
That's exactly what
I'm talking about. I don't want to talk about work while I'm at work. And that's what I'm saying to a particular person that I'm having this issue with. Now, we got to talk about work while we're at work. It's like, I don't want to talk about work on my lunch hour.
Switch the topic.
You know what? You try, and somehow it will come back to work.
Thank you.
You know.
Exactly.
You try not to talk about Trump, but no matter what you talk about, it goes back to Trump. You know,
it goes back to
the no win.
Full circle back to Trump.
You think it's a lot of widows at the workplace? Imagine the White House. That's a lot of widows in the workplace.
Oh Lord.
Listen, we all cannot control. Well, you all right out there, Hot Rod? They coming for you?
Yeah. No, I'm hiding. I'm hiding.
You said I'm hiding.
I mentioned Trump, and they're coming after me.
See what happens? They're coming. They're coming round your ass up.
Yep.
We're going to come right. They're going to round your ass up. They're going to send you to Vieques or something like that. whatever they got. But yo,
oh god.
Listen, we know the workplace got a lot of, you know, weird stuff going on. I mean, hey, once again, that's your family for the day. You know what I'm saying? You got your family at home, and then you got your work family for the day. And of course,
yeah, but
I'm
trying to go to work to get away from the family.
Oh no! Because you got your work family. No, it doesn't work like that, man. Do you really think that you could spend all this time together? Just imagine people that work in an office together. That's even more of a tighter knit community than people that just kind of like. Maybe like sit, stand at a post, or you know, do certain stuff. Like, just imagine that whole office thing. Like, you got to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like,
but I see people at my
shoes,
job.
Feet might stink. You know what I'm saying? Like something's gonna happen.
True. All right, but Brother B, what about those that don't know how to separate personal and work?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, let something happen. Let's say you and I. Big Red and I have a conflict. We curse each other at work. After that, you know, let's go have a drink. You know, we brush it off. Some people don't know how to separate the two.
Exactly.
Like I always tell my interns, listen, y'all guys are young, look for friends and everything, but guess what? Friendship does not pay the bill. Always keep that in mind. You know, that's why I'm like, I try my best to be a little bit antisocial. It's like, I could separate the two because I don't care about my job. I'm here. I'm miserable for 10 hours. I'm back out to go home to be miserable again. So I'm going to separate the two.
Well, see, but you got to find some fun. See, you got to find some fun in the misery. That is why do you think people just turn to doing certain things? Like, listen, not everybody has a certain level of sanity or all have the same level of sanity as everyone else. So, with that being said, like you said, 10 hours of work. 10 hours of work. You have to be you. Some you can't always. No, not everybody can expect you to come to work and just like keep it in the bottle. So you turn around and you be you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some other people, whoever they are, just may be weird as shit, but it is what it is. I mean, we all got that coworker who put some stink ass food in the microwave and just think,
oh,
it's the best thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they don't care. It is what it is.
But this topic could last for like 3 hours because there's so many stories I'm sure we all have to talk about our workplace.
Hey, listen, somebody told me about a coworker that was washing his feet in the sink in the bathroom.
Mm.
I was like,
oh my God.
Oh,
oh my God. Washing his feet? How the hell did he get that?
Listen, I don't ask. Oh. There's certain things, mysteries in life you just don't want to know about. So, I didn't even want to know that. Because that just makes me just not want to wash my hands. And, you know. And you know what's crazy? I know the guy. I've never seen him do it. He's cool, but that's that workplace weirdo. He just washes his feet. Now, there's other people that I'm sure when no one else is around, they do worse. We wash other shit in the sink. We don't want to know about that.
Like you said, some people bring home to the work. Like you said earlier, some people bring home to work.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, to a degree, that's like your second home. Your job has become your second home. So you just do things that you start bringing certain personal
habits.
Effects, just like you bring your you bring your habits, and sometimes you just start bringing that other part of you to work too, to just
like,
who you are.
We have lockers, like I have lockers at where I work at, and some people have like their lockers are full of things, I guess that stuff, and it's like. How you got all this stuff in your locker? Like, I can't do that.
Well,
that's like way too much going on there.
Oh, I love it when I tell my coworkers when they go use the bathroom, wash your hands. And they laugh. I'm like, no, I'm serious. Wash your hands.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know how some of you white people are. And I do admit I have a lot of white people. You need to wash your hands.
Listen, I've witnessed some Negroes. Okay, another ethnicity just walk out the bathroom and be like, hey,
I didn't hear no hands. That's right.
Matter of fact, you standing by the bathroom. Wait, I ain't hear no water. I heard the toilet flush. And you know there's a time frame from when you hear the toilet flush to when you come out the bathroom. If you hear the toilet flush and then turn around like 2 seconds later, the person come out the bathroom, 9 times out of 10, they didn't wash their hands.
And that's why you use a napkin. No, that's why you use a napkin to open a door when you leave the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. God.
Yeah. And
terrible. Oh,
because you don't know what's on that doorknob.
I don't know. See, this
yeah,
is why.
Yeah, and I don't want to know.
You're going to make me do the Michael Jackson glove now. That's nasty.
Walk around with that one glove all day.
Yeah,
that is crazy.
But I'm trying. Some people just don't walk in. Some people are.
But what about the office romance that happened in the office all the time?
Oh,
they try to keep it hidden. You know.
Yeah, and you can't keep nothing
hidden.
Like that hidden. You can't keep that hidden.
People are jealous.
Ain't no way.
People are jealous. Some people are jealous, and some people just want to out themselves.
Yep.
True, but do you think there's a time and place for stuff like that? like some people do, some couples do take it to the extreme. Like, really, guys?
Yeah, because
I think it's a time and place for that.
Well, now listen, we live in an age now where it's like there's no filters. So it's like, who, you know, somebody sleeping with somebody, and it's like, who cares? Like, nobody's, you know, giving two shits anymore.
Yeah, they're getting quickies in the bathroom or
yeah,
or
exactly.
down in the garage or something like that in the garage for the building. Like, I mean, it's
like,
the time.
It
I mean,
you
if you're trying to be, if you're trying to be serious with the person, I think that would be more of, you know, like, maybe, like, here we go, like, once again, maybe y'all go to lunch together. Be like, oh, you know what, well, listen, you know, we got the same lunch hour, let's go to lunch together or something like that. That's okay, but not you trying to get busy in Burger King bathroom.
Hey, well, go ahead, Big Red.
Yeah, we'll be out with yourself now.
I think you're telling us some weird stories right now, Big Red, huh?
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else's story that happens to be hers.
Uh-huh.
You know, that was just a friend of mine that happened to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Let me tell you about my best friend.
Yeah, walking dead in my ass. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm saying it's going to be what it is. But you know what the problem is? When the workplace romance thing happens, and then people, like, when they get into a little spat, and then they have it. It's one thing, everybody all cuddly and nice and smoochy, so they trying to keep it on the low. But then when the anger comes out, forget about it. You see, that's one thing
then
that can't be contained.
Then everything get out.
Oh, yeah, oh, I'm not working with him. Oh, I'm not working with her today.
What do you everybody mean?
I don't want to work with today. I don't want to be in the same room with that person right now. But we got to do the job. I don't care.
I don't care.
Like, wow, okay, really?
Yep.
Like,
that's how I go. That's when everything falls apart.
Yeah.
They leaving stuff on your desk.
Yeah, people get transferred.
Fight.
Fight. You know. Yeah, and that's like that. That's
side piece come up to the job.
Oh, yeah. Your side piece or your husband or your wife come up to the job and like,
yeah,
hey,
all
whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, whoa.
Oh, God. That's stuff to talk about at the happy hour bar after, that's for sure.
Talk about.
But see, but if you notice, there are two different parallels. And the thing is, work, some people don't want to bring work home, and some people don't want to bring home to work because they live two different lives. And I think that's the thing. See, some people could come to work and they could, to a degree, be who they want to be. Because when they're home, either they ain't shit or they're just someone that they're not happy with.
Right.
So they come to work and then they have a chance to turn around and just be someone else, to be different, to do different things. And that's where the weirdness comes in a lot of times, because either A, they're just weird in general, or B, they're just experimenting with, you know, well, who am I going to be in the workplace today? Like, am I going to wear my clothes
backwards? Exactly.
Or, you know, am I going to, what am I going to do? So, and I think that's one of the things that, you know, where it kind of gets crazy. But, It makes for a good day. It makes for a good day sometimes.
I guess it makes the job interesting.
Of course, you need some, like you said, you need some laughs.
You need a laugh. You need to laugh, and I mean, you don't need the stress, but you need to laugh. And and that's the thing.
And for example, like the guys at my job, we all get together, we all crack up jokes, I like complain about our baby mamas or our women in our lives, and just start talking crap. And we go like a comparison, and we compete with each other. Which one had the worst week dealing with the baby mama drama? You know?
Yeah. That's the thing. That's the commonality. That you know what I'm saying? Like, people find that kinmanship, and they're like, oh yeah, we're going through the same thing. Because you know, it's amazing when you find someone that's either, that can relate to what you're going through or that's going through the same thing, and you're like, wow, I thought it was just me. Like, no, it's not just you. Everybody's
it's everybody.
About it. It just makes
it's
so
everybody.
Different. Yeah,
right,
exactly.
That's true.
So then at that point, when somebody's like, oh, wait a minute, I've got a friend. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you can relate to me. You know who I am.
You
hi,
know
friend.
Me.
Yeah, hi, workplace buddy. I'm going to be my workplace buddy today. And, you know, that's how, I mean, believe it or not, that's how it is. You know,
yeah.
Not everything.
I get it, but just don't get weird on me.
It's going to be the SpongeBob and Squidward type of relationship. You know what I'm saying?
True. But Big Red.
I think I'm Squidward. I think I'm Squidward.
But Big Red, what's weird to you might be normal for other people.
That's
yeah.
true.
You know.
That's
you
true.
Know. Like, washing your feet in the bathroom is normal for some people, apparently.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. Like, right in the sink. Like
washing your
you
feet
know.
In the bathroom.
Like, you know.
I can't. Yo, I can't with that.
That
is
I'm
so
just
nasty.
Saying. That might be somebody's normal situation. Coming to work.
Right.
Listen, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I mean, yeah, I said it. But there was a time where I worked days. And I was like, yo, I can't wait to get to work because I'm going to tear this bathroom down. Because, you know, in transit, depending on if you're having coffee or, you know, your tea, by the time you get to work, everything all marinated and boom, you're ready to go.
That's right.
I mean, it happens like that.
I know what happened to me. I know what happened to me.
Well, guys, I'm sorry, so I have to go now. I'm home. I got to deal with the kids.
Uh-oh. Hi, kid.
Yeah, my son. Uh-oh. Yeah, my son's yelling at me. Where was I? You know that type of thing. This is my workplace. This is my workplace.
That's your workplace.
Well,
that's
enjoy. Just tell him. Don't
yes,
put
Ryan.
In the
Ryan,
sink
hold
of the
on.
Toilet.
Hold on, Ryan. Ryan, I'm on the phone. Okay, Ryan. You want to say hi? No, he said no. Okay. Have a good night, guys. Take care.
Good night. All
right. Good night, Hot Rod. Hot Rod, absolute truth. Tomorrow night, 10:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God.
So, yeah,
but
man.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to look at it a little more, you know, with a little more wider eye now because you know. I'm just the type of person, like, it's like I'm just here to do my work and go home. I'm already tired when I get here. I'm tired when I leave here. So it's just like I said, it's just like I need a breather. I don't want you up under me all the whole. We already here for them hours, and we got to sit here and we got to, you know, conversate. Well, it's like, all right, you know,
you got
in that
listen,
hour,
you
I'm going to have
make fun.
Space.
You got to make fun.
No, we do. We do. But it's
my
just,
buddy.
You know,
my buddy.
No.
Wherever I go,
no.
He goes, my buddy. My yo, it has sometimes. It's got to be like that, man. Like, you know,
mm-mm.
I try not to be antisocial at work, but then there's just some people that you just can't mess with because they're stupid.
Right.
Nowadays, sometimes it seems like there's a lot of people. But you do have that one, two, three people that, you know you can really rock with at work. And even sometimes with them, you know, it kind of just, you know, things get weird. But, you know, at least you can keep the weirdness in perspective. There's other people
right.
that you just can't, like, nah.
I just can't rock with at all. You're like, mm-mm. No,
yeah.
Nope.
Like you need Jesus.
Can't do it.
And
what you say?
You
need Jesus.
Yeah, you need Jesus in a bottle.
That's crazy.
You know, but I mean, yeah. I mean, what do you expect? I mean, I had to come to the realization that I work long hours. You know, I work a lot.
Right.
And you know, sometimes. Work just yeah, it becomes that place where, you know, you have to be like, all right, I know I'm gonna be here 8-12 hours, so, you know, I gotta be able to get along. I gotta be able to get through this shift because you know, you ever keep find yourself looking at your watch and turn around and be like, well, damn, It felt like it was 5 hours, but only been here two.
Every day.
And that right there. Yeah, and that's what happens when it's like when you and somebody just don't have, you know, not you and somebody. It's like when you don't have that work buddy and you're all alone. That's when the day really drags. You know, so yeah, some people are weird. We all have our level of weirdness, but you know. I mean, hey. You gotta spice up the workplace.
I guess so.
You gotta spice up I'll
try to just, you know, let them rock a little bit sometime and just, you know, let the person, you know, talk. If they're gonna talk.
Listen, if I don't wanna be bothered, sometimes, like, I'll fart and let somebody walk right into it, and then they be like, oh, and then they don't want to stick around no more. Like, sometimes, listen, it's war. It's, like Prizy said, it's a war going on outside. No man is safe. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, when in war, there's no fairness at all. But,
I'm gonna try to hide.
Yeah, especially around me. I'll blow it up. But anyway, we got less than a minute. Once again, I apologize for the lateness, but I hope we had a good episode. You know, a couple of laughs. We got to keep the momentum going. And you enjoy The Walking Dead.
Yes,
all my
I
Walking
will.
Dead people, it's popping off
war
tonight.
War time.
It's war, so enjoy. And it's another episode of The Menu and the King. We'll catch you next week. All right?
Next week, peoples. All right.
All right, Red.
Later. All right. Later, brother B. Later.
All right. Later, Red.